It's time again to check the facts with PolitiFact Virginia, and we're joined again this morning by reporter Sean Gorman. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
We have three items to ask you about today, recently appearing in the PolitiFact Virginia column. The first two, statements by the two candidates for governor of Virginia, Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Ken Cuccinelli. Now, McAuliffe recently made a statement that women still earn about 77 cents for every dollar a man earns for working the same job. That's a statistic we often hear quoted, but when you checked the facts on it, what did you find?
Well, that figure that McAuliffe cites comes from the U.S. Census Bureau statistics examining the median pay of all men and women who work full-time year-round, regardless of their occupation. But McAuliffe is wrong to say that's the pay gap for working in the same job. Now, while many experts say at least some of the pay gap is due to discrimination, most of it is attributed to career choices made by men and women. Now, Ariane Hegewisch, a study director at the Institute on Women's Policy Research, told us that a big factor for that overall pay gap is that jobs typically done by women have lower earnings than jobs typically done by men. A report released this year by the American Association of University Women, for example, said that women are more likely than men to become teachers, and teachers are typically paid less than other college graduates. Now, the Bureau of Labor Statistics does have a breakdown of how much women earn compared to men in some occupations, and the pay gap varies by profession. But Karen Kasanovich, an economist with the BLS, told us that's still not an apples-to-apples comparison of people working the same job. For example, the BLS can examine the gender pay disparity among physicians and surgeons, but Kasanovich said in that broad category there could be different jobs, such as general practitioners and cardiologists. So McAuliffe cited a legitimate figure on the overall pay gap, but he blows it out of proportion when he says that's the pay gap for working the same job. So we rated his statement mostly false.
All right. Now, Cuccinelli made a statement that he is the only candidate for governor who has rolled out any policies so far in the campaign. You checked that for accuracy, and what did you find?
Well, McAuliffe's campaign said he's put out a lot of policies. McAuliffe's spokesman, Josh Schwerin, pointed to a 13-page document on his campaign's website laying out the Democrats' initiatives and goals. But in general, we found that document to be more of a platform laying out broad goals rather than a policy paper outlining how they would be attained. But there are several proposals on McAuliffe's website that qualify as policies. Among those are a McAuliffe proposal to ban gifts over $100 to the governor's family and to bar all gifts to the governor's household from lobbyists and others doing business with the state. And McAuliffe also proposed creating a bipartisan commission to investigate ethics complaints against state politicians, and McAuliffe said the panel would have a small staff funded through lobbyist registration fees. McAuliffe has proposed giving localities the option of reducing and eliminating various taxes, including the business and professional licensing tax, and the Democrat has also called for appointing a commission to recommend reforms to the state's standard of learning tests for public school students. So despite what Cuccinelli said, McAuliffe has laid out some policies, so we rated Cuccinelli's statement false.
A man named Dave Schwartz, who's the Virginia director of an organization called Americans for Prosperity, a conservative group opposing the Affordable Care Act implementation, he said that 24% of doctors in Virginia currently don't accept new Medicaid patients because the reimbursement rates are so low. You checked his facts. What did you find out?
Well, Schwartz said that 24% figure came from a 2012 study from an article written by an economist at the National Center for Health Statistics. And that article, which was published in the peer-reviewed journal Health Affairs, examined national data from 2011 on the percentage of office-based physicians in each state who accepted new patients. And that article does show that 24% of Virginia physicians did not add Medicaid patients. Did not add Medicaid recipients, but Schwartz glossed over some of the finer points of the study. First of all, the study omitted doctors who practiced in hospital outpatient departments or clinics that are part of a hospital, and those are important sites for the care of Medicaid patients. And the proportion of all Virginia doctors that did not accept new Medicaid patients therefore has to be slightly smaller than 24%. And the second issue is Schwartz said that all of the Virginia doctors declined new Medicaid patients because of the reimbursement rates are so low. But the survey on which the study was based did not ask physicians why they shunned new Medicaid patients. It did cite other national research saying reimbursement was a primary reason for shunning new Medicaid patients, but not the only one. So Schwartz's statement paints a generally accurate picture, but one that needs elaboration, so we rated it mostly true.
All right. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia. We check the facts with PolitiFact Virginia each Tuesday morning at this time.
Thanks, Wayne.